Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello, folks, and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks, and the host, the man with the mic. Thank you so much. We're 40,000 leagues below the sea, folks, because we go deeper. And I got so much I want to get into tonight. It's everything's working. You can tell things are going in the right direction when you have, like, Chris Christie. Well, Trump's going to get jail time, and all these people are turning on Trump, and everything that they're, all these lawsuits against Trump. I can show you Democrats that did the same thing they're accusing Trump of. I'm just saying, man. Remember, folks, you got to put God first place. I mean, that's, you know, America first, Christ first. I mean, when we stand up for what we believe in like we did, we got a Supreme Court that's decent. We've got a Speaker of the House that's decent. I mean, that's what we got to do in this world. We got to put Jesus Christ first place. And I mean, I'm not a big fan of Joel Osteen, but what he says is true. Get yourself in a good Bible-based church. Put God first place in your life. Will take you places you've never been. And that's the thing. So many people in this world, and I've talked about this many times in my program, that's what they want to, you know, this bad happened to me. Well, I tore my right calf muscle. You talk to my wife. I didn't want to. My wife is, unbeknownst to me, praying like crazy because I didn't want to walk. I remember when I first. No, we need to have these. I can't put weight on it. I need to have. No, you need to have it way down here. No, it hurts. You need to walk. Dude, you're going to have major problems. We're going to do surgery if you don't do this. My wife's like. My wife was praying big time. Intercessor prayer. I didn't know this. I know she prays for me, but, like, massively praying for me, and the one, you know, and I've been a testimony, and God uses people. But we got Mike Johnson, a non-rhino speaker. Yes, sir. You know, like I was talking about, and I'll get into Chris Christie. I really think a lot of these people, like the Britney Spears, when she's come out, well, yeah, I got pregnant with Justin Timberlake, but since he didn't want to be a dad, I did an abortion at home. You know, I think she, no one cares about her and she's not relevant, so she has to come out with crap to try to stay relevant because no one cares about Britney Spears. You know, I'm so grateful that I never put, yeah, I'm a Grateful Dead fan. I love Jerry, but I never put anyone on pedestals. I love Rush. I'm a huge Neil Peart fan. I love Gary Lee and Al Swanson. Bit of it, but I never put anyone on a pedestal, you know, I'm kind of grateful for that. Pull the ground beef out of the freezer, there's a tube, please, but yeah, and I thank you so much. Yeah, there's a tuba, yeah, but I want to get into this. Joel 2:1. The New Living Translation. Sound the trumpets in Jerusalem. Raise the alarm in my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear because the day of the Lord is upon us. Think about that as you're going through your day today. I mean, I'm just one of those people that I live in this world. And
just one.
Yeah. Thank you. It's just one of those things that we sit here and we think about life and, you know, and it's like everything happens for a reason. I mean, like, I wasn't going to church. I was working almost every Sunday. I'm a king. I'm a chef. And I'm like, well, I was like, hey, let's go to this church. Okay, whatever. And I'm like, not many people here. What the heck? And when you like the pastor we have now, he's like, don't take my word for it, folks. Look it up. You know, because like me, there's a guy at work. Me and him, we call each other like swords, and we sharpen each other. I go, read this and tell me what it's about. And it's not like read one scripture verse and take it out of context. It's like, okay, read 1 John chapter 2. Tell me what it says. You know, Mark 20, I'm in Matthew 28. Read it. Tell me what it says, you know, and we'll do that. And he goes, what was your pastor's scripture about? I go, my pastor has multiple scriptures to back up the one he has. And what you can do is if you get on the Bible Gateway, you can go to the English Standard Version, and you can look up this verse, and you can have it cross-reference, and it'll bring up verses with basically that connect with that. And then you can, from there, write down those numbers. And then if you're in the, if you do the New King James, if you do the New Living Translation like I do, I love the, that's my go-to. I can do King James. But the Geneva Bible I love. But you can, then you can say, okay, here, not only am I saying this here, but I can back it up with this, all these different verses that back up what I'm saying. And, you know, and it just, things fall into place. And right now, you know, things are falling into place. I mean, the thing that don't get me is, I remember when George Bush was president, here we go, another conservative, another war. Okay, we're at World War III. No, we're not. I'm not, you know, some of the things I say in this program are not me saying it. It's not Glenn Beck saying it. It's not Ben Shapiro saying it. It's not Tucker Carlson saying it. This is this nation's leader saying, we're at World War III. Russia and Ukraine are at war. Israel and Palestine are at war. Iran's probably somehow involved. You got the Ayatollah Khomeini, you got Hamas, all these groups involved. You have millions of people around the world standing with the killing of Jews. You have people that say Trump's Hitler, but then they support Hamas and the killing of Jews. Makes no sense. Wait, when Trump was in office, this world was as peaceful as it could be. Russia and Ukraine weren't at war. Yeah, they Israel gets shot at all the time with missiles, but they have a missile defense system, Star Wars, that takes care of 99% of them. But for the most part, it was a pretty peaceful nation around the world, in Israel and in these other places. Then you got people like Chris Christie that are so irrelevant with stuff. Yeah, what we got here, folks, is, I mean, Trump's going to prison. We know he is. We're going to make sure he goes. I don't care. We're going to make up whatever we have to. We're going to lie. I know I'm going to go to hell. When I go to the gates, when I cross over and I go to the gates, I'm not going to go to the gates. I'm going to go to hell because, you know, I'm a lying, cheating Canadian, stealing piece of crap. And it's sad. I wish people like Hillary Clinton would turn face and know the Lord. Like, if you ever heard of Angus T. Jones, the guy that was on 2.5 Men, he was making a guy to have one of his episodes paychecks. He had to leave the show because he became a Christian and he cannot be involved in that stuff. Hey, I'm a Christian. I can't be, no, I'm not going to do this. And he set his life apart from God. Supposedly, Eminem has become Christian. I don't know if he's denounced his old music and his old ways, but, you know, it's one of those things. Like, I would love to see people like Adam Schiff saved, but their faith and hope and trust, and they don't have Jesus Christ. They have the monetary dollar as their worship. You know, you have, like, in Congress, the one time the guy goes, amen and a women, and disrespecting religion altogether. I mean, I've sat there, when I've gotten deep into prayer, deep into the word, deep into, and at night, I'll tell you a story one night. I was sitting there in bed, and I woke up screaming, Satan, stand behind me. Because Satan was attacking me. And I'm like, Jesus, in the name of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to come down and put a hedge of protection over me and my family right now. And it disappeared. When you get the, see, when you're complacent and you're not into the Word and you're not reading, you're not really getting attacked. The more you get into the Word, the more you get attacked. When I told my wife, I'm going to have the faith, and I prayed about having the faith like my pastor's dad has, where he'll go into South Chicago, he'll go to Compton, Wausau South Central, he'll go to Brooklyn, New York, he'd go to the worst part of Detroit, the worst part of Lansing, Michigan, with no gun, just a Bible. And he'd be praising and worshiping. Hey, do you know Jesus Christ? And I'm like, I want to have the faith he does. I want to be able to sit there and have my low fuel light on and just keep driving and not put gas in it and know that God's going to get me from point A to point B. And I prayed that. Me and my wife went through a mountain of stuff. But it pulled, like when I tore my calf muscle, I did not want to walk. I did not want to walk. I was, give me one of those rascal scooters. We're in the Grand Canyon. And my wife is praying because I did not want to walk. I did not want to do anything. Of course, I have like a treasure trove of people at church and at home and at my job praying for me. Brandon's praying for me at work. He's like, man, people praying the rosary and all this stuff. And the Lord came to my wife, and I just felt led to come to my wife for some reason. She goes, yeah, the Lord told me you walk around the sanctuary 7 times, you'll be healed. And the Lord talked to me, and he goes, You have doubt and fear. You have fear, which is doubt, and doubt, which is fear. I'm not going to heal you. You need to do something. You need to walk around this place 7 times as your wife has instructed you to do, and when you do this, you will be healed. And as I start walking, he goes, remember the blind man, I did not heal him. I made saliva with the mud and put it on his eyes and told him to go over to the river and wash it off, and he will see. I gave him a commandment, something to do. And guess what? I was healed. My pastor goes, do you believe you've been healed? And, oh, yeah, I believe I'm 100. I was hurting that night, and I ran out of that church, and his wife, the pastor, like, okay. He was not wanting to be here. He was certain. He was not walking great, and he ran out of church. Praise God. I say that story a lot because, when Satan attacks, you know it. And God is, I think God's allowed some things to happen to wake people up because we got a rhino speaker of the house for the longest time, Kevin McCarthy. He's like, it's sort of like these Hillary Clinton investigations. Yes, we're investigating Hillary Clinton. No, you're not. Quit acting. Okay, this is like the 50th time you've come out saying, do something. Talk is cheap. I want action. I'm Kevin McCarthy, and I'm going to do stuff, and I'm Then he's doing backdoor deals with Joe Biden. I'm like, yep, nope, you're gone. Bye-bye. Now, do we have a good Speaker of the House? Yes, we do. If he actually gets, if Joe Biden, if he gets some people impeached, if he gets Joe Biden impeached, and we find a way to snake around so that Kamala Harris doesn't step up, we're winning constitutional. We're winning things to where it's illegal to ban conceal and carry and open carry. Like in New York, you have to show us probable cause of why you have to be able to carry a gun. Well, that's unconstitutional. They're finding out that they can't take the Second Amendment away. There's a thing where we've won a, like in California, it's illegal for them to ban assault weapons, which is a made up term anyways. But anyways, what does Gavin Newsom do? Okay, this is overreach. We're going to fight this to the end. We need to keep Californians safe by making sure that law-abiding citizens cannot have assault weapons. Only criminals and gangbangers and everything. And I say that seriously because I actually, some lady cannot believe it. When they had school shootings, I still support the Second Amendment. I'm like, I've not heard one person. And I said, hey, I've got a petition right here that you can sign to ban cars. What do you mean ban cars? Well, yeah, we need to stop drunk drivers. You know, the best way to stop a drunk driver is to ban cars. And she, well, you want to take my gun away from me to protect people from criminals who are going to get guns anyways. I pray to God I never have to use my gun, but someone comes into this house and tries to threaten my wife or my niece, let me tell you, I'm going to do everything in my power to take them out without using my gun. If I have no other option, see, like in many states, like in Indiana, you need to know your laws. Like if a guy's running away, you don't shoot him, because if you shoot him in the back, they're fleeing the scene and you have no legal case. Why would you shoot him anyways? I pray to God I never pull out my gun, because if I do, that means I'm actually preparing to kill somebody, and I hope to God I never have to do that, because I never want to do, no law-abiding gun citizen goes, I can't wait to get a gun so I can go into school and shoot it up. I can put a gun on the table, I can sit there for a million years, and until someone picks up the gun and intentionally points it at someone and shoots someone, it's never going to do harm. That's where we're at, folks. You know, you got lots of things going. I mean, this is what's funny, because you got the Wisconsin, I want to get into this, because there are people that are trying to say double standards and stuff. Like, the Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice refused to recluse herself from a case she campaigned on. This is no joke. Justice Janet Popowinski rallied against a legislative redistricting plan when running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. She ran on that, like, we are not going to redistrict. This is not going to happen. I'm going to make sure it doesn't happen. When she was running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, now that she's in, she's going to be able to pass judgment on whether they redistrict or not. You can't do that. That's a conflict of interest. You can't sit there and say, okay, no, you need to be objective about this. You need to be objective. Does the Constitution allow abortion? There's no right to abortion in the Constitution. That's why, with like Obamacare, it's illegal as a law. Well, we lost. Oh, as a tax, it's legal, but as a law, it's not. Bam. See, our forefathers did the best they could to write this Constitution in a way that you can't, it's to control the government, not the other way around. It's not to control the citizens, it's to keep the government at bay. The whole point of the Second Amendment is to keep us from a government that runs our lives and controls us and owns us. But so many people don't get that, but, you know, and they're trying to say, well, Trump had people that he knew were anti-gay, right? Anti, you know, abortion, so that they could get in there and check. No. If this redistricting comes up, if it's legal and fair and should be done, then it should be done. You need to have judges that put their partisanship aside and say, okay, what does the law say? And what they'll do is they'll try to get the law to flip. And what I mean by flip with the law is, well, he's never going to support this. How can we take this case to the Supreme Court or the Ninth Circuit Court or the county court to where the way it's presented, they have to agree with us? How can they get it to where it's, yep, you're right, you know? And it's like one of those things that so many people don't get. I have tons of attorney friends, so it's kind of, you know, some of them, I'm like, what is your, I'm not going to comment. I'm like, I even like private message them. I'm like, yeah, if I want to know your thoughts on this, if you would give me any. And they're like, yeah, I for legal reasons and stuff, I'm not going to, okay, great, thank you. Good to know. And I said, anything you said, unless you gave me permission to use your name, I would not, because when I was at, we have a thing called the Feast of the Hundredth Moon, which reenacts the Fort Vietnam and way life was and how people lived back then. And, you know, we have a, I found a piece of Bastino pottery in the Lays of Gold. You have no idea. I'm on cloud nine with this Bastino. And she knew it because I was wanting to see if I could get a deal. Once she knew what it was, I'm like, oh, I'm like, yeah, oh, I know the family very well. I've been friends with Heather for since like the 80s. Yeah, we go way. Yeah, the stories I could tell about her and vice versa. Woo. Yeah, I can, you could have a tabloid party with that. Some of the stuff we used to do back in the day. Remember that, like that squirt, that like grapefruit squirt drink, and we did that. We had like a 2 liter and it was 50-50 that and rum, man. What I used to do back in the day, you know, and I don't even drink anymore. Don't need to. But yeah, it's just, you know, like I was talking to my boss at work and she's like, you know, with everything going on, like, okay, like, well, do they still mandate? I wonder if they still, like, if you go to the hospital, if they still have to mandate the vaccine because it doesn't do anything. There's no proven benefit to the vaccine. She goes, with a lot, because I don't know if you've heard some of the latest where Dr. Fauci is basically he had no legal right to be in the position he was in. He had no right to be able to, Trump could have went to him on his own and said, hey, yada, 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 what do you think? But he had no legal authority to award grants to these places because he was legally put. And like anyone that was forced to get the vaccine or threat to lose their job, they can probably sue over it. I remember one time I was asked, like, well, what's in the vaccine? Just shut up and get it. I'm like, well, the flu shot. You can't get a flu shot if you're allergic to eggs or this or that, you know. But it's one of those things, you know. And it's just an amazing thing that we, you know, we live in this world that we live in. And people are starting, I think, God's plan's working. Because people are waking up. People are like, hey, wait a minute, you know. Can't wait till we get a full awakening. Because people are tired. People are done. People, I mean, when you have like the old Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, and she whoops, when she slipped out about the New World Order. It's amazing when other countries have said we're at World War III, not us, and I love it because I'm like, yeah, because, yeah, we're at World War III. I have people that are from communist Poland that say communism's already here. It's not coming, it's here. It may not be as bad as other countries, but it's here. You just can leave there's a lot of freedoms that they're trying to take away from you that they haven't gotten to yet. You know, and it's nice to see people putting their hope and faith and trust in John, in the Bible, and Mark in the Bible, and Luke, and realizing that, hey, because like when people say, you actually believe the Bible, I said, just take the resurrection and crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Investigate. You don't have to investigate it. Look at the movie A Case for Christ and read the book by John Stovall, the guy that the movie is based off of. He was an investigative journalist from the Chicago Sun-Times who was a devout atheist. He said, I'm going to prove God does not exist. Jesus wasn't real. And wait a minute here. The more he investigated, yeah. If you're crucified on the cross and you take a knife into the side, would water come out? Yeah, it would. They wouldn't have a lot of things that are talked about that they saw actually happen with their own eyes in the Bible and recounted in the Bible. we know now what actually medically happened. They wouldn't have had that medical knowledge back then. They would have just written down what they saw. But we can prove all these things that happened to Jesus are real because they're medically proven. It's a scientific fact. A person's not going to die for a lie. When all the disciples never recounted the fact that they saw Jesus 3 days later, risen again and resurrected, and saw him after he was crucified, died, and buried, when they saw him 3 days later, none of them, they all died for their belief. They never once said, no, that was a lie. No, they were willing to die for what they knew was true, that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, that he came back on the third day and rose from the dead for the fulfillment of the scriptures. And it's nice to see, like, football teams when they're told, well, you can't play on the field, and, like, both teams, oh, what are you going to do, suspend both teams? That's what you got to do. If they want to, you can't play it, you can't do this, you can't do that, you need to, okay, we're all going to do it. You go to Canada, they've had hockey games in Canada in the NHL where when the microphone stops working, the Canadians finish the American National Anthem. When I go to MIS Speedway all the time, they do both national anthems because they're really close. I'm like, oh, Canada, my home and native land, true patriot love. And I sing it and I respect it. Like what you should do. I mean, this is going to be interesting because if you've had tons of Facebook pages, like they had a class action lawsuit thing against Facebook, and you had to fill it out, and there were tons of people that said, I'm not paying, I don't, all this crap. I'm like, no, Facebook has been, the case is already settled. Facebook has a certain amount of money that they've been ordered to pay, and if you fill out this paperwork that you had an account, they give you a certain amount of money based on how long you had the account and all this stuff that they've been ordered to pay. And the more people that sign up, the less you'll get. Like, if fewer people sign up, the fewer you'll get. I mean, I've been involved in so many ridiculous class action lawsuits where, like, oh, yeah, I probably lost $400 in these fees over the years, but everyone gets $20. Oh, gee, thanks. I was involved in like a Ticketmaster one to where there's like a ton of free shows. I get listings of free shows. Oh, I got to go all the way to Indianapolis to see a free show. And it's usually just like some, you know, $25 local, some good local acts. But it's like, I'm not driving, you know, like an hour and a half, an hour and 10 minutes there, an hour and 10 minutes back just to see a free concert. Now, if it was someone local, I wouldn't care if I was in, like, the nosebleed seats. If it was someone at, like, Long Center, you know, like Air Supply or something, I don't care if I was in the cheap seats. Hey, free show, I'd go. You know, but with this whole Facebook thing, the more people that sign up and do it, the, you know, and you have a certain amount of time, and there are people like, no, that's the information you give them so that you can get your money sent to you. But now, Mark Zuckerberg's Meta is being sued by 42 states now for harming the youth with addictive Facebook and Instagram features. Because, as you know, I know someone, my wife is very hooked on watching these reels or TikTok and tink, 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 tink. And you can go from here to Michigan and she can be on TikTok the whole time. It can be very addictive. Sort of like when I was a kid, they used to have soda with cane sugar in the glass bottles. And when they decided to go from cane sugar and glass bottles to plastic bottles and high fructose corn syrup, oh, yeah, the usage just skyrocketed. If we got a six-pack of Coke a week, that was luxury when I was a kid. there are people that have a 12-pack of Mountain Dew minimum every day. They have 12 Mountain Dews. I knew a girl that had 7 cans of Mountain Dew before, but they found out in the early 80s, like in around 85, 86, that high fructose corn syrup is heavily, highly, highly addictive. It's one of those things, folks. And we gotta fight this stuff because you need to, you know, I'm a big foodie and I tell people, I'll tell you what's in your foods. I just want you to be informed. I don't try to ghost anyone. I don't try to, at work, I just want to let you know. Because I had a guy one time, we had a vegetable soup at assisted living community where I worked. And it had vegetable soup, but it was made with chicken base. And he tried to give it to a vegetarian. Oh, there's no meat in it. Chicken base is made from dried chicken and chicken stock concentrate. A vegetarian can't have that. Oh, it's fine. No, it's not. And she about lost it when I told her, oh, she goes, I can't eat that. What do you mean? There's no meat. You can't have chicken base. And she tried to explain to them. And that's why I tell people, because I know people are like, they won't eat certain things. Well, this is how your peanut butter is made. This is how this is made or that's made. If you won't eat this for certain reasons, the same stuff is in this. You know, and it's just like you need to know what's in your food. You need to know how many, like, insects are allowed in certain products that is virtually impossible to remove. I don't care. There's nothing wrong with them. Like, if you ever see cellulose, and anti-caking cellulose in Parmesan cheese, that's sawdust. It's like 1% usually, but it's not harmful to humans. It's perfectly edible in that little dose. It's not going to harm you. It's safe. But I just let people know, because some people, well, it's good to know. They're not going to change. But when you realize that they've known for a long time how addictive Facebook can be and what they basically like to the tobacco industry, how can we make it more addictive? Like I've said before, where am I at here, folks? Got 26 minutes left in the program. When Dave Gerlitz, he was known as the Winston Man because they wanted a Harrison Ford lookalike for R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. He was known as the Winston Man, and the executives from R.J. Reynolds came over and goes, "You smoke? Oh, yeah, why don't you guys, Mar J. Reynolds, executives, why don't you guys smoke? Oh, we don't smoke the bleep. We sell it. We reserve the right to smoke for the young, the poor, the black, and the stupid." And he was being told that his job was to get young kids who didn't know anything about smoking and the dangers of it to get them hooked before they realized it. And that's when he became increasingly concerned when all these executives would not touch the product, but they were pushing it like crazy. And like when you talk about Jeffrey Wigand that says, secondhand smoke, there's documentation going back into the 70s that if I'm smoking cigarettes around my niece, she's getting more damage than I am. Secondhand smoke's almost more deadly than firsthand smoke, and the documents go back into the 70s. But they did massive things to cover it up. How can we freebase nicotine, like freebasing coke and then cocaine, to make it more potent and more delicious? So it's harder to quit. How do we do that? And that's what Facebook has actually been accused of in some of these instances. How can we, that they try to make Facebook to where it's very addictive, that's why you have people that watch Reels, and before you know it, an hour and a half later, they're still on Reels. 2.5, you know? Well, it's only a 20-second thing. It's only a 30-second thing. It's only a... But that's where we're at, folks. And I think they just need to cut their losses, man. I think eventually a lot of this censorship on with the, well, we're a private platform. Well, okay, you can't be how do you say this? You can't be like a publisher. Well, we're not a publisher. Well, if you decide what what's allowed and not allowed on your thing. You know. I'm surprised, like, a lot of this, you can't have the fairness doctrine. If you're going to have all these hours of cigarette commercials and we have equal for a controversial subject and we have equal in the opportunity, I'm surprised someone hasn't done the fairness doctrine against some of these. Okay, well, if you're going to push the vaccine's the only safe way and there's no way to stop COVID but the vaccine, well, that's a controversial subject. So I have equal and opposite airtime to show the counter, and they actually won that lawsuit way back in the day when, like, all it was cigarette ads. And they said, yeah, that's a controversial subject. We think it's bad. We need that. And that's when they went off the TV. But, like, the TikTok is the same. It's owned by all the same thing. You know, you just flip through because my wife is addicted to those dang reels. I watch them. I watch a little bit of the, just the real stuff, but then after like 10 minutes, I'm like, eh. And I'm usually looking for a specific thing, so this is specifically what I want. But I want to thank y'all so much for tuning into the conversation. We hope you feel a part of it. I like Mike Johnson. He's very mega. He's very, we just got to see as all this comes together and stuff's happening, I see a lot of stuff going for the good. And the thing I do notice, and one thing I'm going to get into big time, is talk is cheap. I want to see what happens. You know, my hope and faith is in Jesus Christ, and we got a MAGA Republican pretty much in the speaker. Let's see if anything is done. Because, like, in Indiana, you want to get in the Republican Party, you got to basically go in as a rhino. And then as soon as you show your cards that you're not a rhino anymore, ew, you're done. Because they won't, yeah, they don't want to have a rhino. No, okay, we got to get this guy out, man. He's not going to, sort of like the tobacco industry, when you sat there and Jeffrey Wigand goes, yeah, this is carcinogenic. I don't know about nicotine, but this is carcinogenic. What the heck is, no, he's not going to play ball. I mean, this is how bad it is. New York Supreme Court Justice Anthony Aragon, Democrat, ordered former President Donald Trump to take the witness stand on Wednesday for questioning about an alleged gag order violation, which resulted in $10,000 fine for the 45th president. I wonder what they can do. I'm gonna ask my friend this. Like, what do they do? What would they do? I'm not gonna buy my no dang gag. Okay, whatever. I'm gonna tell you whatever I feel. They just fear him. Why do you think Chris Christie's coming out, who's practically irrelevant? Look at that GOP stage. There's not one person in a million years has a chance in hell of winning the election. None of them. I wouldn't vote for one. The only person I would vote for is Donald J. Trump. Other than that, I don't trust anyone on that GOP stage. Maybe Ramaswamy, maybe, but if I voted for Ramaswamy, I don't think I would be shocked. I would not be surprised at all if he turned and he ended up being a Pierre Delecto or a Mike Pence, a turncoat, anti-American rhino Republican. I would not. That would not shock me one bit if he did that. On a scale of 1 to 10, Trump is a 10 for a candidate. Ramaswamy, maybe a 3, maybe 2.5. The rest would be 1s or 0s. Chris Christie, think about it. What do you think they're like? Well, everyone's turning against Trump. And, you know, Cindy Pound, some of these people are done with this crap. They want to get on with their life. They didn't get into this to be going through the crap they're going through. I'm done. And people go, well, they can be questioned to testify. If they have anything that would be useful, if they don't, when there was someone that said this, I love people, because when you have people that think of things, does anyone remember when Biden could not be criminally investigated because he was a candidate running for office of president? Well, why is Trump any different? You know, stuff's going to hit the fan. And the problem you're going to have with this whole Trump investigation thing, I think it's going to be a matter of, well, yeah, it's a yes and no issue. And what I mean by that is you can have this same situation. A judge can say, no one cares, whatever. And then another judge, oh, yeah, he's guilty. This is for the same, it could be the same charge, the same eyewitness, the same everything. Oh, he's guilty. This is why. No, he's not, because they've tried to get him under the 14th Amendment that was designed to try to keep blacks from getting into Congress and all this stuff, and the Insurrection Act and stuff like that. Well, if you're involved in insurrection and this and that, you can't run for political office and all this stuff. Well, no one's been charged with insurrection. All that's ever happened on January 6th is somebody cut a fence so that when they went past to where that fence was, they were in a restricted area, which they wouldn't have known because the fence was taken down. And I don't know how, with no fence there, how can they say, well, yeah, how would you know that? Me and my wife so bad wanted to go, and God kept us here. And I've heard that there are people that have been investigated who were just praying. Weren't even anywhere near it. The Proud Boys guy got years in prison. He wasn't even, he was the mastermind behind this. If you watch all if you actually see the Epoch Times or watch all the video footage of it, there are people the night before going, we're going to storm the Capitol. We're going to do this. When Pence, we're going to storm the Capitol. And all these people like, he's not one of us. He's a plant. He's not one of us. On January 6th, there's videos of people pounding on the window trying to break it, and there's people like, get him down, he's not one of us, he's not one of us. And I'm guaranteeing if you have 1,000 people, there's going to be some people that say, hey, we're finally taking back our country, I'll go along. Yes, it's about time we do what our forefathers did. To think, if our forefathers didn't insurrect against Britain, we'd be British. We'd be paying a king's tax. Maybe bound down to a king and queen. And I think a lot of this stuff with this guy going and things, they're gonna do what I believe is. I believe they're gonna do a red flag it thing, like where, okay, one judge can say, he can talk about that. Why not? Well, he's got a gag order, and this is talking about this, which involves this, which he can't. You're going to have the same, this is what the gag order says, this is what Trump said. You're going to have one judge say that this is why he can't talk about this, because, and another judge says that doesn't matter, you know, and you're going to have the same thing, but you're going to have two judges interpret it differently. So like the red flag laws, where they're going to keep everything vague. Yeah, well, if you got involved in a hate crime, what that means is the hate crime means this. It's going to be where I could kill somebody, and if I'm a Democrat, I can get away with it, but you just say, oh, if you just talk about someone being murdered, yeah, if that's hate. Yeah, if you're talking about Donald Trump being murdered, therefore, that's hateful speech. We're going to have you arrested. And you're going to lose your gun. Well, wait a minute. He killed somebody. I'm just talking about someone murdering somebody. Not even me. Well, that's hateful. You shouldn't talk about murdering anybody. And that's where we're at, folks. That's where we're at. And people don't seem to get that concept. People don't understand, you know, it's all cut and dry. Well, no, it's sort of like the Obamacare. is it a law or a tax? If you do it the same thing, if you say it's a tax, it's legal. That same legislation, if it's a law, it's unconstitutional. Just by saying it, if you interpret what Trump said as this, yep, he violated his gag order. If you, because there's like 24-hour savings, and it's a 24-hour tobacco, 24/7 tobacco. It's a cigarette. Do they have trademarks over that? So if you have 24/7 on your, yeah, we're open 24/7 here. You can't say that now because tobacco industry has copyrights to that. My land. I just wondered. Yeah, I've been reading in Mark and, you know, when you have faith the size of mustard seed and say to that mountain, move, it can be moved. Thus says the Lord. It's nice to see people having the faith the size of mustard seed. You need to stand up. I don't care if they say you're not allowed to pray before the football game. You can't. Okay, don't pray before the football game. Abide by the rule. Or you get both teams, hey, we're going to pray before the football game, both teams, coaches and everyone. I remember one of my friends, they had some sort of like winter, like a, I don't know, some sort of like cheer, like color guard type thing. Where you do like the guns and rifles and the flags like they do in the marching band. But it was like it's like a winter dance thing where you dance and you march, you kind of march and do a routine with these flags. This girl bought in high school and she got liquor and they got busted with it. And it was like they put it under the table and don't let this happen again, because first of all the parents are gonna be like, the people organizing it, how did you let liquor get in there? And second of all, since they were all drinking, what do you do, like disband the whole team? What do you do, like suspend the whole, two whole football teams, coaches and all? Go ahead, great. You know, when we stand together as a body of believers, think that's why, you know, when Jesus multiplied the 5 loaves and 2 fish, king. When we come together, we multiply. Well, I've only got $1, Pastor. Well, I've got $1. I've got it. Well, there's the $20 we need. You may not have $20, but when you come together and y'all have $1 and there's 20, there's $20. I mean, they're talking about ICE being disbanded from within. Trying to, you know, slowly dismantle, because we got to get rid. We can't have. We gotta leave open borders and let anyone come in. Got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into some Premier League news. Thank you so much. Thank you. No matter where you live, put God first. I'm not a huge Harry Maguire fan. No. Anana is a lump of coal. He's going to turn into a diamond, probably, but why do we get rid of the hay? Why do we get rid of the hay? Why do we get rid of... We got Anana. He's no good. Well, was Van der Sar great in the very beginning? Was De Gea great in the beginning? Was Schmeichel, you know? He's going to take some time. I believe Ten Hag saw diamonds in this guy, a big diamond in this guy. Well, he's going to start out as a lump of coal, but he's going to have to earn his keep, earn his stripes. If you've ever been a goalie, the number one thing they'll tell you is wait till it passes the last defender before you make your move. Because if the ball is going to the right and you go to the right and the last defender, it bounces off of him and goes left, you're done. Once it gets past the last defender, then you know which direction it's actually going, and you can try to stop it better. It's the hardest thing in the world to do. Wait until it, because once it gets past the last minute, then you make your move, because then you know. Ananda made a whirly of a save. A whirly of a save. Harry Maguire, not a big fan of, he made an incredible goal. I don't know what's going on with Maguire, but we need to, I mean, hey, we're paying him, and he's doing something good. Something's going on. Get him out there. I'm not a big fan of him, but he's dominating. I'm a United fan. And look at all you people support me who hate Harry Maguire. And they piss him off. Well, wait a minute. No, I'm a Man United fan. I'm not a big fan of Harry Maguire. And when he didn't want to go because he'd have to be paid less to actually play, where he could probably not play at all and get more money, he basically told me that he was about the money. Hopefully everyone stays healthy and I can just sit back and get a nice paycheck and do absolutely nothing. Maybe train. He scored the goal that won the game against Copenhagen. But guess what, folks? Wake up. It's awesome. I'm excited for the goal. I'm glad. I'm not a big Fellaini fan, but if you scored 10 goals, I may not be a big fan of Harry Maguire, but if he scored 5 goals in 6 games, I'd be like, yeah, okay, whatever he's doing, keep it up. Come on, mate. You know, when he basically kind of hinted like, yeah, money's more important to me, I'd rather just stay here and sit on the bench and make more money. Okay, that's what you want to do, that's fine. But I'm telling you, though, that's what he impressed me. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, because, like, okay, what's up, what's going on now? Harry Maguire's, like, kicking in. Now, we got to keep the momentum going. He's got to be continuously doing what he's doing, you know, whatever he did. If he had his Wheaties, I was hoping somebody move some furniture, like, hey, did you have your Wheaties? I'm like, sure. Can't eat them, but, you know, it's just like, that used to be, like, the big thing, like, hey, if you're not, oh, you must be down, you must be hurt, you need Wheaties. Like, I'm from the States, and they used to have, like, this Coast soap commercial. Coast works as hard as you. Coast works as hard as you. It picks you up, and it pulls you through. Come feel alive with Coast. And it was, like, this blue soap that, like, the guy went into the shower looking like he's catatonic. And then all of a sudden, he takes a shower with this Coast soap, and he looks like he just had, like, an 8-ball crack. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. You know. I don't care. I'm not a big fan of Harry Maguire, but if he's going to keep doing whatever he's doing and scoring and playing like he's playing, great. Put him on the first team. Get him out there. Get him. We're paying him. Play him if he's going to do good. If he's not, you know, I want to win. We're having growing pains with Ananda, but he had a worldy of a stop. Ananda had a worldy of a stop. Saved the game for us. Harry Maguire had a worldy of a goal. It's amazing. I may not be a big fan of Harry Maguire, but I'm a fan of United, and if he's winning, I mean, there was a guy I was talking to, and there's speculation that look at what the Glazers did to the, I don't know, Qatar. And is, let me see here, is Sir Jim perhaps maybe trying to do anything he can to get his foot in the door with the Glazers, and then he's going to try to work them out? 1.5 billion or whatever, 1.25 billion, yeah. I'm investing. I want to see results. I want a real director of football. Now I want this. I'm from Manchester. I want to win. And is he going to slowly push the Glazers out? And there's a lot of people that think that's what's going on. That, look at how much Qatar offered him way more than the club's worth, and they turned it down. So I'm going to offer him this much, and I'm going to get my foot in the door, and then I'm going to slowly demand more and more until I end up trying to take over the club. So it's going to be interesting if that's what happens. I hope that's what it does. I mean, I'm a United fan forever, so, you know, it's just hard to believe, you know, when you sit there and you think back and Alex Ferguson coming from Aberdeen and, like, what the heck, Aberdeen? And like, I'm like, there are people that he needs to go. Put that crap in the bin. He's ain't no good. And I'm like, we'll see. And he ended up being amazing, you know, like Inanna. I think Ten Hag's like, well, yeah, I can keep De Gea for another year and lose out on Inanna, or I can get him in. He's probably not going to be the greatest in his first year, but he's going to be a diamond in the rough. And you know, and like I tell people, if you ever play goal, when you play goal, you wait for the ball to leave the last defender before you move left or right, because if you don't, it can be going right and deflect off of someone, go left, and that's the hardest thing to do. And I think Inanna is a lump of coal that's turning into a diamond slowly, and he's going to be, I mean, De Gea wasn't that great in the beginning, you know. Van der Sar wasn't that great, but look at what they turned into. Whoever thought the class 92 would turn into the most famous class ever, with those group of guys being some of the greatest players ever at Manchester United. I mean, I think one of the greatest players of all time was Sir Bobby Charlton. Wayne Rooney is probably one of the greatest at Manchester United. And, I mean, Sir Bobby Charlton would say Wayne Rooney was the best and vice versa. He would say, you know, Wayne Rooney would say Sir Bobby Charlton was the best. And, you know, we lost a legend. And I can't wait to see. I hope they do it. They got to do a documentary on him. So it's going to be interesting to see. Because that would be cool if they do like a movie based off him. And actually, I'd love to see documentaries and stuff. But remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Monday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.